Excerpt from Mahmoud's diary, May 13, New York. From morning until the afternoon, there was a constant stream of visitors and friends. Then the master went to another meeting of the New York Peace Society. The moment he entered the spacious hall of the Hotel Astor, the audience broke into such hearty cheers that the very walls of the building echoed. There were some 2,000 people in the audience, and when Mirza Valiullah Khan Varga and I wished to enter, there was no room. However, the Persian fezes we wore were like crowns of honor and signs of respect. Whoever saw us knew at once that we were the servants of his threshold, and assisted us to pass through the crowd until we reached Abdu'l-Bahá, so that we could record his words. Many people welcomed Abdu'l-Bahá with beautiful flowers of varying hues. The beauty of this great peace congress and the eloquence of all the speakers are tributes to Abdu'l-Bahá. Mrs. Anna Garland Spencer introduced Abdu'l-Bahá, describing him as the prophet of the East and the messenger of peace. Dr. Grant spoke of the calamities that had befallen the master and his imprisonment for the sake of establishing peace among the peoples of the world. The Consul General of Persia, Mr. Topakian, referred to Abdu'l-Bahá as the beauty of God and the glory of the East. Professor William Jackson, who had visited Persia, said that peace, prosperity, and security would only be attained through this blessed cause. The president of the society, Dr. Stephen Wise, then gave an explanation of Abdu'l-Bahá's name and welcomed him most warmly. The master stood, and a great excitement rippled through the audience. Although the master was tired owing to his many speaking engagements and the difficulties of the journey, and his voice was hoarse, he delivered an incomparable speech. First, he thanked the audience for his great love and kindness. He then spoke about the problems associated with peace, giving an explanation of some of the verses and commandments of Baha'u'llah regarding unity and the oneness of humanity. The audience was deeply moved. Every eye beheld that gathering as a court of power and majesty, where all, like poets, praised in the most beautiful words and verses the temple of servitude. Verily, no desire remained unmet for us, the servants of his threshold. We witness with our own eyes the victory and confirmation of the Abha kingdom. Abdu'l-Bahá repeatedly said, "Although I say always I am Abdu'l-Bahá, a servant of God, still people refer to me as a messenger and a prophet. It would be better if they would not attribute such titles to me." In the evening, there was a meeting at Abdu'l-Bahá's residence with people from India and Japan. He spoke to them in detail, saying, "India had a great civilization in former times. That civilization spread from that part of Asia to Syria and Egypt. From Syria it was extended to Greece, from whence it found its way to Arabia and Spain. Again, from Spain it spread over most of Europe. The world of man, however, has not yet reached its maturity. The time will come when this material civilization will be infused with divine civilization. Universal peace will be realized and people will become angelic. That will be the time of the world's maturity."